farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Permanent Secretary in the Agriculture Ministry calls for innovative ways to attract investors to the sector. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Reginald Budhan, is calling for innovative ways to secure financing and attract investors in agriculture. Mr. Budhan is encouraging stakeholders to seek to reduce the high levels of risk associated with micro, small and medium enterprise MSME financing. He says the perception of serious lending risk and high cost of service delivery, among other limitations, are well-known barriers to the financing of smallholders or small family farms.
These barriers make it difficult and sometimes impossible for farmers to get a loan, therefore denying them a chance to grow their businesses and incomes.
Mr. Budhan says the Agricultural Policy Program, APP, is critical in addressing the development needs and increasing the opportunities for smallholder agriculture.
Our response is not to push them further away from the formal banking sector or from the doors of our microfinance institutions. Rather, it is about being more inclusive, having a clear understanding of the needs of our MSMEs, and finding new ways to invest with low risk.
Initiatives under the APP include electronic tools to capture and manage agricultural development projects and business-related information in CariForum and strengthening the capacities of small producers. Another focus area relates to strengthening the capacity of MSMEs to increase the volume, quality, standards, and differentiation of local value-added products, with particular emphasis on utilizing local or regional root crops and ruminants. Other focus areas include expanding the product base of value-added products among member countries and strengthening and facilitating regional dialogue.
We are encouraged by the role being played by ICA and certainly appreciate the fact that this forum will be exploring innovative risk mitigating practices as well as more specific opportunities involving agri-value chain financing of MSMEs.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Reginald Budhan. Mr. Budhan was speaking at the recently held Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture Eco-Regional Agri-Value Chain Financing Forum in Kingston. The two-day forum was geared at facilitating further engagement of small agricultural producers, youth enterprises and groups with domestic financial institutions in increasing their access to credit. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Pig ask him mama, what make your mouth long so? Mama say, no mind me pitney, you a grow, you we know. Translation, pig asked his mother, why is your mouth so long? The mother says, never mind, you are growing, you will know. And this means experience is acquired with time.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.